Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? Want to give a shout out to everybody listening all around the world in over 100 countries making Everyday Saturday. Oh, it's not Saturday for me yet, Sam. Hey, it will be. It will be. Come on, man. It's going to take a little bit of time, but let me tell you, it is so worth it. It is so worth it. It's a season of your life, man. Today is March 31st, Monday. And we're getting into the 70s this week in Cincinnati. Let me tell you something. It was worth the winter, man. Just to be able to walk around, pair of shorts, head to the gym, don't got to get all bundled up in all these layers, man. It's the season. You're just going through a season. It's no big deal. The journey's awesome, though. Let me tell you something right now. When you know where you're going and you have so much conviction about where you're going, no matter what all the negative know-it-alls that are going no place try to say, that haters try to hate, all that stuff, doesn't matter, man, because you're convicted. You got to be convicted. You have to just have that unwavering commitment that you're going to get it done because, look, the only reason you ever started on this journey is because you wanted it, right? I mean, you wanted it badly. It's not something where you thought I'd give it a shot. You're not in that zone. You're not in the give it a shot zone. Look, and we're going to talk about today, change. I started stuttering, like, change. You need to change. You can't be that same person that you used to be. It's impossible. There's no way. Think about what you're trying to do. Well, hey, first of all, back up. That was my backup noise. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. May 6, 2005, told my boss to shove it. Went broke, lost everything, but man, I had a blast. I mean, paying cash for stuff, it's really underrated. It's a lot of fun trying to figure out each week, you know, how do we get the groceries paid and the electric bill and all this stuff, just paying cash, you know, everything comes to, let me tell you something, you're a lot more financially responsible when it's cash, because even when you buy like a pack of gum at the store, you gotta bring two bills out of your pocket versus swiping the card. It's a little bit more thought goes into bringing those two bills out of the pocket, because you know you're waving bye-bye to them. Swiping a card's way too easy. But anyway, I got my credit cards back. I got back on track, founded EverydaySaturday.com, started speaking all around the world, having a great time, man, hosting a podcast that's, like I said, downloaded in over 100 countries because I want to. I don't have to do it. I mean, I do a show every single day, every day. Plug into iTunes, subscribe to the show, give us a 5-star rating. We will find you and hunt you down if you do not give a 5-star rating. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Okay, we got that out of the way. You cannot. It's impossible to go from Monday to Saturday being the same person. You can't be that water cooler, mopey, complaining, blaming, woe is me, apathetic, I must be nice type person. How about that? Must be nice. Must be nice. You ever hear that? I mean, if you've had any success at all, you know, people say it to me, must be nice. What exactly must be nice? You know, it's work, right? Like I talked about the other day, I never said that it was going to be easy. I'm saying it's going to be worth it. But people, must be nice to be Sam Crowley. Oh, what exactly must be nice? It must be nice to be in a job that you hated. It must be nice to quit that job and then go broke. It must be nice to go back to work for the people that used to work for you. It must be nice to hear, hey, how's Everyday Saturday if you're in the cubicle, champion? It must be nice to move back to your hometown and shovel sidewalks in one of the coldest winters ever. It must be nice to grind it out every day. Let me ask you a question, if I may. What exactly must be nice. Oh, you're talking about that traveling around the world, speaking on stages, running an everydaysaturday.com thing must be nice? You're obviously confused that the people who get to the mountaintop just fell there, right? That's how you think they got there. They just happened to be dropped there by a helicopter. No. You know what must be nice? Staying in the game. It's really nice. You know what's even better? Is proving people wrong. I love that, man. Because when people say, oh, you, Sam, you've changed. You're going to hear this. If you haven't heard it already, you're going to hear it. Because when you decide to do a complete 180 with your life and say, I am no longer going to be average. I hate the word mediocre. I'm not looking to fly below the radar, baby. I am building the damn radar, all right? And I'm going to be all over that radar. You won't be able to even see the radar without seeing me all over it. When you're that person, of course you have to change to be that person. How could you possibly go from being mediocre and average, living an apathetic life, to living life on your terms, being completely free and being in control without changing? Did you honestly think, and you have to say this to people, you got to be bold enough to be able to say this to people, oh, Mary, you've just changed. You're not the same Mary we used to know at work. Joe, you've changed, dude. I wanted you to go have a beer, and you never like available anymore. You're always out working on that dream you keep talking about. Would you go see some motivational speaker? What are you doing these days, Joe? Yeah. Did you honestly think that I wanted to stay the same? Of course I changed. You idiot. That's how you answer that question. Now, you can leave the you idiot part out, unless you're Sam Crowley, because I'd probably add that in at the end. My buddy, Pastor Shane Harden, wouldn't like that, though. Hey, how about that podcast yesterday, March 30th, 2014, the Holy Spirit podcast? Shane brings it, man. I really got to give him some kudos because, look, it's bold. Talk about people thinking you've changed. It's bold to carve out one day a week and talk about Christianity, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and things like that. But my whole goal in life is to just get people uncomfortable. Because I know once you move outside your comfort zone, great things happen. Great things happen when you get uncomfortable. Comfortable kills. You understand that part? Comfortable kills. I shot a video today. You're going to see it on the website in a couple of weeks. It's going to be the new video on the homepage for everydaysaturday.com. And we had all the cameras inside the car and going out. And I wanted to reenact rush hour traffic in Cincinnati, Ohio, when I used to take that lonely drive down I-71, stuck in gridlock traffic, you know, for 40 minutes or whatever in the morning. And it here's what's amazing, man. God, this is so amazing. I left my job in 2007, okay? Now, I said I quit May 6, 2005. Those of you be like, oh, hold on a second. Hold on, I thought he quit in 2005. Is this guy real? Yes. I quit the first time in 2005. I quit the second time, April 2007, right around the same time, April 1st, right around there. And you know what's amazing? Aside from driving south, like I've driven to Atlanta, maybe Louisville, Lexington, things like that, I didn't even realize that till today, I've never driven downtown since I left my job. That was 7 years ago. I have not been downtown Cincinnati. I live about 30 miles north. And it's amazing because you figure out when you got kids, you drive your kids to school, you got to go to Target, Walmart, Best Buy, I don't know, wherever you shop, grocery store, Kroger. It's all within 5 miles. There's no need to go downtown anymore. I hadn't been downtown. I didn't realize it till today for 7 years. You talk about going through a major change. I rode downtown. I was like, wow, look at all these new buildings. Today happens to be opening day. The Cincinnati Reds kicking off Major League Baseball season today. And, well, they used to be the first game ever, every year, opening day. But now they're playing games in Australia and who else knows where. So, I mean, they're still early, though. But anyway, opening day today. Big pageantry, awesome, great time to be in Cincinnati, opening day Major League Baseball. But anyway, I remember I used to go down to those games when I was working down at my office. But I hadn't been there in forever. You talk about changing. Think about that. You make a commute every day for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, and then you never do it again. That's crazy. Some of you have moved. I know because I know I see you. You hit me up on social media. You've moved from different countries. You've moved from across the same country. You've done a major overhaul in your life. Some of you to get away from that old stuff, that was holding it back. God, I love that, man. Those of you that have the courage to move away, that takes a lot. You're leaving friends, you're leaving family because you're going to launch your new dream. Congratulations for doing that. Some of you just moving across the street is a major deal. And it, you know what? Here's the thing you need to realize. You are going to succeed when you understand that you cannot just stay where you are. It's impossible. It's impossible to do great things when you want to stay back with the crowd, with the herd, with everybody else. It's just living in Averageville, man. And the thing that's going to get you, and here's what you got to understand, the thing that's going to get you is you're going to let that weigh on you. Oh, geez, I did that. I guess I really have changed. I mean, I like my old friends because we used to go have a beer or we used to go watch TV or whatever, go to a game, go to whatever it is. Who knows where you used to go, to a restaurant, coffee. But you used to talk about the same things. Nothing ever changed. Imagine going back now. Those of you that have gone through major transformation, and if you're still in the process, that's beautiful. At least you've made the decision. But some of you that have already gone through that transformation, you know you've lost the friends. Well, if they could have been called friends. Let's just call them relationships, good or bad. They're no longer in your life anymore. Have you replaced them? That's the key, though. There's no void there if you have replaced them with new, better relationships, whether those are online or offline. You know, my life right now, and I say this to everybody because I want to let you know that, you know, when your life gets turned upside down, my life right now looks nothing like it did 10 years ago. Now, the most difficult part of it is the very initial shock. It's like you wake up on a Monday, you no longer have a job. That's just part of it. No longer do you not have a job. You don't have the people in your life. Immediately, it's cut right out. Now, they can call, they can text, they can email. It's not the same. And some of those relationships are good. These aren't bad people. They're just holding you back because they don't share the same passion you have to make every day Saturday. But I think the biggest shock to me, man, when I left my job for the first time was just, that's it. Not only do I not have the corner office anymore or anything like that, it's the relationships, hanging out, yuck, yuck, talking about the weekend, things like that. There's some good stuff. I mean, that's fun. It's kind of like doing life with people. But I realized that if I was going to soar at a brand new level and go to play, I mean, look, guys, we're talking about a huge dream. I'm not talking about just going from one job to the next. You know, you go from human resources manager at IBM to human resources manager at Amex. I mean, that's nothing. That's just moving from one plateaued out career to another one, you know, with new faces. That's it. I'm talking about a major shift in your life. I'm talking about risking everything. Everything. And then to have people say, oh, can't hang around you anymore. You've changed. Well, of course I've changed. What the? Hello? Hey, here's a newsflash. This just in, the sky's blue and water is wet. Okay? Of course I've changed. And so will you when you actually decide to do something with your life. You can't do anything but change. So when somebody says that to you, oh, Mary, I can't believe it. You're like, you're not even the same person we used to speak. Well, thank you. Just say, hey, thank you. You want to shake them up? Say, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I receive that. Because there's no other place to go. That's not a dig at you, man. Look, you're going to get the arrow shot your way. If you can't handle that, you got to stay in a job, man. You got to stay comfortable and you got to stay secure because this type of lifestyle where you want complete freedom and you want complete control over your life, it comes at a price. But let me ask you a question. What's worse, being called average? Oh, remember the podcast from a couple days ago? Would you rather I say, here's your options, okay? Your name's Joe. Hey, Joe. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. You're living kind of an average life. You don't really do much, do you? Oh, versus, hey, Joe. Wow, dude, you've changed a lot. I mean, you're not even the same person I remember 2 years ago. Thank you. Thank you so much. Think about that, man. Would you rather have A, Joe, you're average, or B, Joe, you've changed? I'll take the change, all right? You keep the average, I'll take the change. And that's the way you got to look at entrepreneurship, man. If people are going to have their opinions. That is awesome. Love it. Thank you very much. Remember, I talked about last week, I appreciate your opinion. You can just keep it to yourself, though, because think about it. If I didn't ask for it, I'm not looking for unsolicited advice from somebody that's average. I can get that anywhere. I can go online, in a forum, on a blog. Hell, I can hang out at the water cooler, go to the McDonald's, wherever. If I want average opinions from average people, they're everywhere. I want encouragement. You got any inspiration? You got any motivation? You have any words of empowerment that will help me along my way, my journey to Saturday? That. I'll take that all day, baby. If not, you can keep the rest of it. I'll take the change. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Make sure, all right, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. I want to know how you're doing, all right? Don't just listen to the show and then don't check in. I want to know how you're doing. I'm checking my Twitter feed 24/7, looking for your tweet at Sam Crowley. It's important. You know why it's important? Because I understand what you're going through. I understand it's not easy. I understand the judgment. I understand the lonely days. I understand the thoughts going through your mind, wondering, is this ever going to work? I wonder, this dream I have, is it even possible to make any money? I still got to pay the bills. What do I do now? I get all that, man. I receive that. Let's do this thing together. I'm not just recording a podcast, uploading it to the interwebs, and then forgetting all about you. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. I want to know how your journey to Saturday is going. Let's do this together. Are you with me? Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.